Get your ears wrapped around the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. All the scoop you need to know, from college basketball to the NBA and even March Madness. News of your rising stars. Topics on and off the hardwood. This is the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and today we are going to jump in first into a recap of the games last night that were played in the NBA, as well as some NBA news. LeBron is a little perturbed with Charles Barkley's surprise. also, later on in the show, I want to discuss Gonzaga. I was talking a little bit about Gonzaga yesterday with Ben, but they have done something. They are officially number one for the second time in their history. So we're going to get into that and discuss what their record is as of now and who they have bested to be in that top spot in the power rankings this week. So we have a lot to discuss, and as well as more college basketball and NBA news as we get through this episode. There's some interesting things that I wanted to discuss in regards to the travel ban and how that's going to infect the NBA and what they're deciding and going to have to do in regards to that as well. So we have a lot to get into, especially I just want to get into the NBA first, and then we're going to wrap it up, of course, like we always do with college basketball. I'm pretty sure we're going to stop doing it. Well, it's not necessarily that that's like the format. It kind of just happens. But I do know, and I'm very excited, once March Madness starts up, we are going to be talking a lot about college basketball, which I love, 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 love. I love March Madness. There's nothing like it. I don't care what anybody says. I don't even care if you don't really necessarily like basketball. Like, if basketball's not your favorite sport, you cannot tell me that college March Madness basketball is not the best and most fun, most unpredictable, most exciting, most shocking sports. Tournament, sports event, sporting event, anything that you watch. Even if you don't like basketball, it's a lot of fun. Even if you don't really understand basketball, you can understand an upset. You could understand when a team barely beats another team who they weren't even projected to beat at the beginning of season by 1 point, by 2 points. And it's just a lot of fun. And if you've never been to an NCAA tournament game, and if you ever get the opportunity to go, you should go. It's so much fun. The atmosphere is a lot of fun. Just everything about it is just really, really fun. Even if you don't, if you're not rooting for any of the teams playing, it's still a lot of fun. But anyway, so let's jump into the NBA scoreboard from last night. So my Sacramento Kings went to go visit the 76ers, and DeMarcus Cousins, he had a really good game. 46 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists. I'll give it to him last night. He was a top performer for my Kings, but it just was not enough. The Kings lost to the 76ers 119 to 122. So, a pretty good game, a high-scoring game, a lot of fun to watch. Robert Covington of the Philadelphia 76ers had 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 2 assists. So, he was a top performer for the 76ers. And, you know, the Sixers are 18 and 29 overall right now, whereas my Kings are 29 and 29. So honestly, with the Kings, like I've said, it can go either way. It really doesn't matter who they're playing and what their opponent's record are, what record is, excuse me. It can go either way when it comes to the Kings, no matter who they're playing. The Brooklyn Nets went to go see the Miami Heat, fell to them 96-104. Isaiah Whitehead of the Brooklyn Nets, 13 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists. But Deion Waiters, 19 points, 6 rebounds, and 9 assists, was really a big impact for the Heat in last night's game to give them that win at home. Again, the Heat defeated the Brooklyn Nets 104-96. The Orlando Magic went to go see the Minnesota Timberwolves, fell to them 105-111. And Karl Anthony Towns, he had a really nice game out there for the Timberwolves. He had 23 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists. That's a guy that I really, really enjoy watching. And I'm really excited to see how he grows and develops in the league as a big man for the NBA. I really, really, really like him. The Pistons went to go visit Isaiah Thomas and the Celtics, lost to them 109-113. A lot of these home teams were winning last night. Isaiah Thomas, he had a nice game for his Celtics, 41 points, 8 assists, and 2 steals. So just too shy of a double-double out there for the point guard, Isaiah Thomas. The Cavaliers fell to the Dallas Mavericks. Now, the Dallas Mavericks, they've been, you know, surprising people. I know that they've been kind of surprising Ben, and he's kind of, like, over them right now. But, hey, they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 104-97. LeBron James had 23 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists. So, just one more in each of those last categories as far as rebounds and assists concerned, and he would have had a triple-double. And we're going to get into how he's feeling some type of way right now in regards to Charles Barkley. So we're going to get into that later on in the episode. But Harrison Barnes of the Dallas Mavericks, 24 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 assists. And then the Memphis Grizzlies defeated the Phoenix Suns at home. So they're the only traveling team last night that won. 115-96. Mike Conley, 38 points, 6 rebounds, and 9 assists, whereas Marquese Chris of the Phoenix Suns had 20 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 steals, which is not bad. You know, you don't really expect too many steals from a power forward, some of those bigger guys, but hey, it does happen. So he had 2 right then and there. And so, like I said, it was a really good game if you were playing at home for your a really good night, excuse me, if you were playing at home last night, except for the Phoenix Suns, who did fall to the Grizzlies last night. But anyway, so I wanted to get into LeBron James and what he's upset. And officially, well, good news about LeBron James. Officially, he has played more minutes than Michael Jordan, career minutes, including playoff and regular season minutes. So, you know, that's good. And I think that I won't be surprised if soon we're going to see him sitting out some games. I don't know. See, because I know that they're having some discord over there in Cleveland, and they've been losing. They're losing to teams that people are expecting them to beat, such as last night with the Dallas Mavericks. But I also wanted to get into, I'm assuming this only because it has happened before, so that he's going to take some rest days soon-ish. As we're looking towards the playoffs, because he likes to definitely rest his body before that time. But when we come back from the quick break, I want to get into what is making him a little perturbed and why he called Charles Barkley a hater, which, I mean, if you listen to Charles Barkley and some of the stuff that he says, I guess we're not too surprised that somebody would feel this way. But I'll tell you guys exactly why Bronny is upset with Charles. And we will be right back from this quick break. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. I'll be right back.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and right before the break, I mentioned that I wanted to discuss this Charles Barkley, LeBron James, I guess you could say, I don't want to say it's a rivalry, but they don't like each other, which is fine. I mean, you're not going to like everyone. That's totally fine. And as a ball player, not every analyst, not every commentator, reporter, whatever is going to like you. And there are going to be some that like you when you're up, that write bad about you when you're down. It's just whatever. It's just the way that the game goes. And on the flip side, not every ball player or whoever you discuss is going to like you as an analyst, because you may be talking mess about them because they're having a bad game, having a bad week, whatever. So LeBron has called out Charles Barkley. Now, LeBron and Charles have always had this thing where Charles Barkley doesn't necessarily, I mean, you would assume by his comments, not where he does not like him, but he just doesn't think he's as high of caliber as the world of basketball is, this pedestal that the world of basketball is putting LeBron James on at this time. But let me just give you guys a quick recap about LeBron for those of you who just need a refresher. He's a 4-time MVP, 3-time NBA Finals MVP, 10-time All-NBA First Team selection. He is also on the record books as far as like high in the ranks with all-time scoring, assists, and steal leaders. You know, he has rings. He's all of this. But lately, they have been kind of on a losing streak on a losing month. For the Cavaliers, they're 7-8 this month of January, so they're not doing that well. They just lost to the Mavericks, and usually Bron, he throws little fits every once in a while. He does, and it's usually when they're on kind of like a losing edge like it is. He gets a little bit frustrated, rightfully so. We've been discussing different guys who have been feeling frustrated in the way that they've been taking out their frustrations, whether it's wanting to get traded, wanting to... whatever it may be, Dwayne Wade, Jimmy Butler, we have Rajon Rondo. Who else has been kind of throwing little tiffs lately? My guy, DeMarcus Cousins, he's always slamming something, hitting something, yelling at somebody. So the guys, they express their frustrations, however, whatever. But really, what I thought was funny, just in particular about this LeBron James comment and in this interview last night after the loss to the Dallas Mavericks, is because usually LeBron tries to take the high road with most things as far as his reputation. Yeah, he complains and yeah, he makes a lot of demands and things like that. But typically he's pretty even as far as how he represents himself in the media. I'll give him that. But I just thought it was funny. And what kind of made me giggle a little bit is that this time LeBron kind of shot back towards Charles Barkley. And so I wanted to read this clip right here, this piece of it. And I quote LeBron James. He said, "I'm not going to let him disrespect my legacy like that. I'm not the one who threw somebody through a window. I never spit on a kid. I never had unpaid debt in Las Vegas. I never said I'm not a role model. I never showed up to All-Star Weekend on Sunday because I was in Vegas all weekend. All I've done for my entire career is represent the NBA in the right way. 14 years, never got in trouble. Respect to the game. Print that." Now, I think that this was just hilarious to me because he took it beyond basketball as far as saying, you know, I'm the greatest player of the game because I have these accolades. Boom, 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 boom. This is what I've done. And this is why I think that you're invalid. But he just took it straight to Charles's character and was, you know, poking at Charles Barkley's character and the kind of person that he used to be. Because now I think what Bron was getting at is that now some of us might have forgotten what kind of guy Charles was back in the day. And we just see him as this kind of big, fat, funny guy on TV who always has something to say sitting behind the desk. But we forget that during his prime, during his career, this is what he was like. And so I don't know. I just thought that this was kind of funny because I can tell that Bron is getting over it. And when Charles is making these kind of comments, now he's getting a little bit PO'd. And so, and like I said, so the Cavaliers are 7-8 this January. And this has not happened to LeBron where he's hasn't won more than 10 games in a month since February 2006. And that was when he was in his third year in the NBA. And that was with the Cavs when they went 6-8. So he hasn't really been here before. He's not used to it. He's having a lot of comments thrown at him. Charles was saying that he's whiny, that he always gets whatever he wants. When he said that he wanted J.R. Smith, they gave it to him, made that happen for LeBron. When he said he wanted Shumpert, they made that happen for LeBron. And so he was just saying that he gets whatever he wants, and yet he still makes excuses as to why they're not the best. And no matter what he says else that he needs, Cleveland gives it to him, and yet it's still not enough. And so it's just interesting to me. We're going to see how this plays out. I don't think, honestly, I personally think that Charles might say one more thing, but if LeBron will retaliate, I don't think so. I think he's done with it. He's probably going to just dismiss it and just try to get these wins back up. But then I did also want to get into, lastly, if we can get into it, if we have enough time later on in the episode, just how like the travel ban might affect the NBA, because there are, the Basketball Without Borders program. So it's interesting just how, and we kind of discussed this over the summer, how every once in a while politics and basketball kind of crosses over and it kind of mixes whether we want it to or not, but it does. It does affect one another. And so we're going to get into that after this quick and last break. And then also I wanted to give an update on what happened in college basketball last night, as well as why it is such an exciting morning today if you are a Gonzaga fan. So keep it locked here. We are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. I will be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch, whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. So I wanted to touch on real briefly about the travel ban and how it affects the NBA, because certain things affect us and we don't even really realize it, and why this was kind of like a concern, especially for the Milwaukee Bucks in particular, and Jason Kidd and things like that. So now the NBA has our Basketball Without Borders program, and they can definitely, where they want to outreach to athletes, especially ball players throughout the world, and helping them potentially become NBA players and go to college, attend high school, things like that. And so now the Sudan is one of those countries in which the NBA has successfully been developing players and helping them reach the NBA. And so in a lot of there are a lot of Sudanese players currently attending American high schools and colleges on visas who are in the works and have been working towards becoming draft picks. And this was especially a of a concern this past week in regards, so with the travel ban and everything, which limits immigration and traveling for 7 major countries, which are the Sudan, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen. So the reason why this is of a concern is because, one, we have Milwaukee Bucks rookie Thon Maker and Los Angeles Laker veteran Lu Deng, who are of natives of Sudan. So this was definitely a concern, like I had mentioned, for the Bucks, especially on Friday when they were traveling to and from Toronto, because that was kind of when all of this was happening. And Thon Maker of the Bucks is, like I said, he's from the Sudan, but there was no trouble as far as that was concerned for him in this particular instance, because he has also a dual citizenship in Australia, where he moved to in 2002. So he has dual citizenship. He does travel with an Australian passport. And so they were able to travel without any problems. But I just thought that was really interesting because, and then as far as like Deng is concerned, he is also, was also born in Sudan, but has a dual citizenship and is considered also a British citizen since 2006. And it's really interesting because the spokesman, Mike Bass, of the NBA said that, "We have reached out to the State Department and are in the process of gathering information to understand how this executive order would apply to players in our league who are from one of the impacted countries. The NBA is a global league, and we are proud to attract the very best players from around the world." So dependent upon what, you know, transpires in these next few months, these next few years, it's going to be really interesting because I don't think, well, and I personally at first, because it didn't directly affect me at the time, but I didn't consider that even in the NBA, how it will affect us in certain situations, especially for like Thon Maker and other guys in the league, and men and women, you know, in the league who work and travel for work, how it's going to affect them. So it's going to be interesting to see what else is going to be decided as, you know, laws are instituted, bans, things like that. So we'll see. Luckily, there was no problem. Thon Maker, he had a really great game that weekend as well. He played, they did lose to Toronto. The Bucks did lose to Toronto, but he played 8 minutes. He had 2 rebounds and 8 points. So luckily he was able to, that there was no problems for him at that time, but we will see moving forward. And now I want to jump into college basketball. So college, we had a lot of games as well last night that we had discussed with Ben last night, but it was particularly a good morning for the Gonzaga Bulldogs, who are officially in the power rankings seated as number one, which is only their second time in being seated number one in the Associated Press college basketball poll. The first time that it happened for them was back in 2013, and now it's 2017, so just a couple years ago. But like I said, this was only the second time in their the school's history. So they were number three last week, but now because Villanova and Kansas were both beaten last week by, and they were able to stick out that win against Portland and Pepperdine, they did jump up to that number one spot. So, hey, it's nice. It's nice. I'm excited for them. You know, it's always nice when something happens that you weren't really expecting. And again, it's one of those things you hope that your team does very well, but you also hope other teams do poorly. So just in case, if you don't do great, but as long as you do well and they do poorly, it works in your favor. So that's totally fine for them. But then I wanted to get into the scores from last night real quickly. But let me just give you guys a quick recap of the top 25. So as of right now with the power rankings, so number one, we have Gonzaga, followed by number two, Baylor sits at number two with a record of 20-1 overall. Kansas at number three. Villanova sits at number four. Arizona, number five. Louisville at six. West Virginia is number seven. Kentucky down to number eight. Virginia, number nine. Wisconsin to wrap up the top 10 at number 10. UCLA, 11. North Carolina's at 12. Oregon, with a record of 19-3, is at 13. Cincinnati, number 14. Florida State at that 15th spot. So not bad for the top 15. Like I said, you're always hoping that another team does a tad bit worse than you. Duke last night played number 20 Notre Dame and beat them 84. Had a little swaparoo there. But Duke defeated Notre Dame 84-74. Jason Tatum of Duke had 19 points, 14 rebounds, and 2 assists. And so tonight, as far as college basketball is concerned, we have number 17 Maryland going to go visit the Buckeyes in Ohio State. And if you don't know what a Buckeye is, Brutus the Buckeye is just a nuthead. And when I found that out over summer, when I finally pieced it together, I literally laughed for a good 14 minutes. So anyway, so Maryland is going to go see Ohio State tonight. North Carolina is hosting Pittsburgh this evening. Then we have Creighton going to see number 16 Butler. That's going to be a good game. Two top 25 teams facing off against one another. We have West Virginia going to go visit Iowa State. West Virginia is currently 5-3 in the Big 12, and so is Iowa State. So that's going to be a nice game to watch them. However, West Virginia is 17-4 overall, whereas Iowa State is 13-7. Georgia is going to go battle it out in Kentucky. Number 8 Kentucky, who is 7-1 in conference play. Wisconsin, number 10, is going to see Illinois. They are 7-1 in Big Ten play as well. So that's going to be an interesting night. Ben will be back here tomorrow morning to give you guys an update, a fresh update on that as well. But as of today, that's going to do it for today's episode of the podcast. I've been your host, Pauline. You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. Ben will be back here tomorrow. I'm going on vacation for the week, so I will see you guys back here sometime next week. I believe next Thursday, so don't miss me too much. But you've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast. I'll talk to you guys later.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Basketball Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.